time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, we've got a lot to get through this morning because over the weekend we had a series of votes, big votes as well, important ones. We had five federal votes. Many cantonal issues also were voted on. So we're going to take a look at the results of those votes and try and find some explanations for the outcome. So, Dario, we'll start with the two initiatives that were very similar, actually. The drinking water, the right to clean drinking water, and anti-pesticide initiatives. It looked, for me, it looked like why wouldn't we want clean water and no pesticides? But the voters said they don't. Why? What happened here?
Well, yes, both these initiatives wanted to reduce the amount of pesticides used in Swiss agriculture and beyond, and both of them were quite massively rejected by the Swiss population. The drinking water initiative by 60.7% of the voters, and the pesticide initiative by almost 60.6%. So if we look at any of the indications why the results were so clean, it's likely that they were rejected because people felt they went a little too far. Mind you, the drinking water initiative wanted to force animal farmers to grow all their fodder for the animals on their own farms, which would have meant that many farmers would have had to drastically reduce the number of livestock on their farm. On the other hand, the anti-pesticide initiative wanted to prohibit the use of artificial herbicides in Switzerland and then also prohibit all the food imports that do not respect those same standards that would have been applied in Switzerland. So people probably just felt that these two went a little too far and they were just unsure about the consequences that this would also have on the price of food in the country.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think if that pesticide law, for example, was just don't use pesticides in Switzerland, it could well have passed. But the big restriction there on no food produced pesticides coming into Switzerland was a little too much. It has to be said, yeah, mind you, that that Swiss voters do like their farmers, don't they? And if the farmers don't like something, they are going to get quite a lot of support
exactly,
from the voters, aren't they?
Yes, and also farmers there overrepresented in the Swiss parliament. So farmers, they are a political force to be reckoned with in Switzerland, certainly. And
yeah,
yes, when they don't like something, they have a good chance of mobilizing the population behind them, actually.
Okay, so those were the two initiatives, but we also had some federal votes as well. We had the CO2 Act that would have allowed Switzerland to introduce measures to reduce its emissions. That, and perhaps somewhat surprisingly, was also rejected, but only narrowly. What happened here?
Yes, 51.6% of the population rejected this act. This is a victory for the Swiss People's Party, who has fought against this law because in their eyes it went too far. Also, in a way, for some far-left climate activists, this is a victory. They called for a referendum as well against the CO2 Act because in their eyes the proposal didn't go far enough. So at the two political ends of the spectrum, there is a victory celebrated yesterday.
Okay, but I mean, all the other political parties were in favour from this, obviously the Green Party, but all the way to the Liberals as well. So why did it fail in the end? Because actually, if I remember rightly, the polls earlier on were suggesting it was going to pass easily, and then the tide seemed to turn.
In the end, as so often, this law was likely rejected because it touched on people's wallets. Flying out of Switzerland would have become slightly more expensive, for example. And even though part of the money collected through additional charges would have been redistributed to the population, many were not ready to spend more on mobility. Some also say that it was a mistake, a strategic mistake, by the government to schedule the CO2 Act on the same day as the two pesticide initiatives, as these two initiatives massively mobilized people in rural areas where people are generally more skeptical about environmental measures. So some people say that this CO2 Act would have likely had an easier had it easier to pass if it wasn't scheduled on these on a day with these other more extreme initiatives to protect the environment. Because the CO2 Act was proposed by the parliament, so it already went through years of debating and finding a compromise and finding, yes, a balanced solution for this CO2 Act. So this could have passed if it wasn't just scheduled on a day where probably a lot of people just rejected all the three environmental initiatives together.
Yeah, I know if you're reading the press this morning, I mean, you know, broadly speaking, the commentators are saying this is a mess, frankly, the fact that this vote has failed, as you say, after years of debate in Parliament. And they could have waited until September for this, so there was no reason to have done it right now. Right, now, actually then, Daria, though, wasn't completely bad news for the government. They did, in fact, get two things through. So what were those?
Yes. So voters accepted the new Federal Act on Police Measures to Combat Terrorism by 56.6%, thereby allowing the police to preventively take measures against people who are suspected to pose a terrorist threat. In the future, if a court approves it, a person could, for example, be put on preventive house arrest thanks to this law. The other law that got a pass by the voters is the COVID-19 Act, which basically is the population signing off on the measures the government took to combat the pandemic and financially support the economy. 60.2% of the voters were in favor of this law, so the COVID-19 Act.
Okay, so Daria, when we take a look at all of those results on a federal level, what can we take away from that? How can we interpret how those fell?
Well, in short, the voters, for the most part, don't want to spend more of their money to further protect the climate. They are quite all right with the police getting more competencies to fight terrorism, even if that means introducing preventive policing measures. And also, they don't feel the government was using its power abusively and unreasonably to fight the pandemic. Interestingly, this time around, the cultural divide between German, French and Italian speakers in Switzerland was much less obvious than in other votes. The urban-rural divide was much more present, however, with urban voters generally more favorable to stronger measures to fight climate change and pollution than rural voters, who might be more dependent on driving their cars to get to places, or also closer to their neighborhood farmers, who were strongly against these measures.
Okay, now those were the federal votes, but Daria, as always, when people are asked to go to the ballot box on their form, there will be actually a whole load of cantonal and communal issues they'll be asked their opinion on. So let's take a look at a few of those big ones. Now, starting off in Geneva, of course, we had this idea to build the Cité de la Musique, which failed.
Yes, 50.8% of voters in the city of Geneva rejected the construction of a new concert hall for classical music that would have been built next to the Place des Nations. The construction would have been financed by private philanthropists, but many were concerned that the cost of running the concert hall would put the canton's cultural, the city's cultural budget out of balance. Also, many old trees would have had to be cut down to make space for the construction, something that voters in Geneva didn't condone. The canton, however, is now very, the cantonal government is very unhappy about the result of this vote and might actually decide to ignore the result of the city's vote. So there might be a little bit of a political thriller happening there. The canton might ignore that vote and still go ahead building this concert hall. Although I don't know if that is very likely. I don't think that would be very popular, I have to say.
Well, no.
That would take a lot of political courage.
Well, yeah, it's going to be interesting, because actually also the United Nations is involved in this, because the United Nations was going to give some of its land over for the Cité de la Musique. Now, of course, voters said no to it, so the UN's now wondering what to do with the land. So actually talks about this is going to involve the United Nations as well. So we have to wait and see. This story has not quite finished, I can't help thinking. Let's take a look at No, let's take a look at other things that are going on in Geneva. Also, we had a rezoning of agricultural land in Geneva.
Exactly. That one was accepted. That is a terrain in Bernay, where a new middle school and the training center for health and social workers will be built, because Geneva accepted this this rezoning of that land. In Basel City, voters have decided to introduce a 21 Swiss francs minimum wage, which is a first for a German-speaking Swiss canton. There's already a minimum wage in Geneva and in Neuchâtel, I believe. Voters in Zurich have refused higher allowances and healthcare premium reductions for families. In Schaffhausen, voters rejected the initiative against light pollution. In Ticino, voters abolished the lifetime pension that cantonal government members used to benefit from once they left public office. And finally, bad news for all Heidi fans.
Oh, voters, no, not Heidi, Heidi fans.
What, sorry? You're sorry, a Heidi fan?
No, yeah, well, who isn't a Heidi fan? However, it appears many
people... Well, bad news for all of us then. Because voters of the municipality of Quarten in St. Gallen have rejected the construction of a big Heidi theme park there, which would have cost 30 million Swiss francs to build. But they say no.
Right.
No to Heidi theme parks. Certainly not no to Heidi.
No.
But no to a theme park about her.
They weren't convinced a massive multi-million franc Heidi theme park was going to be, let's say, a good addition to their little town.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what? And I think they may have had a point. Right. It's beautiful around that area as well, isn't it? Anyway, okay, Dario, many thanks for that. That was Dario there with Swiss Up, taking a look at all the weekend votes. If you want to hear that again and others in the Swiss Up series, of course, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.